Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 16th of November, 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great Sunday. Hope you've had a great weekend for that. It is a bit chilly, I've noticed today. We are having a nice, cosy Sunday night. The kettle is on, notebook at the ready, and let's settle in just to end this weekend together. Now, tonight, I want to chat about a seed that we've been sowing from this month's seed pack. How we can get ourselves organised for the colder months, and a little bit about something that's creeping up on us, whether we like it or not, Christmas. But promise you, it will be a very gentle ease into that. But let's start with today's seed, which is mint. Now, mint is one of those plants that everyone seems to think is impossible indoors, until they actually try it, that is. It's one of the easiest herbs to actually get going at this time of year. The trick is warmth and light. And here is how I do it. I just used a small tray filled with some multi-purpose compost and just scattered the seeds over the top. Now, the important thing to remember here is mint seeds need light. So don't cover them over with compost, as tempting as that is. Just sprinkle the seeds on the surface. Give them a bit of a misting with water. You could pop a lid over or something like that to hold in some of that humidity, and then just place them somewhere warm. Heated propagator would work well. Windowsill, grow lights, anything like that will help. But if you don't have heated propagator or grow lights, just somewhere warm. They don't necessarily need to be roasting hot, but just somewhere warm and protected. Now, germination can be quite slow, so just wait and be patient. I would expect within a few weeks they'll start to show signs of life, but again, I expect them to be slow at growing, but once they are away, they will romp away. And then in the spring, of course, they will get to growing faster and faster. But idea here is we'll keep them indoors until the spring. We could split them up into different pots just in order to keep them going. Now, one of the key things I've got to tell you to do with mint is keep them contained, keep them in a pot. If you plant them in the ground, the mint will take over. They will grow all over the place and they will travel. They can be very, very invasive. All my mint grows in a pot for that very reason. Keeps them contained and keeps them where I need them. I've got several varieties of mint. This is one that we're sowing today, is just a common garden variety mint, but I've got several from chocolate to Moroccan mint, and we use those a lot in the cooking and also for making herb teas. And this just opens up the opportunities that we have. Give it a try. Let us know how you get on with growing mint from seed. Now, this is the bit that I'm going to scare you with, because I'm not usually a fan of mentioning Christmas before December. And to be honest, I have a lot of problem with Christmas. I'm not a Christmas lover most years. Barely recovered from the pumpkin and the Halloween, to be honest. But now everywhere seems to be putting up their Christmas decorations and getting covered in glitter. But from a marketing point of view, in order to work with brands, this is something I do need to start talking about. We need to start getting brands to start pushing the products that they are trying to sell, especially for Christmas gifts. This is why I always try and position it, is that there are some of these brands I've got in the pipeline that we're going to be talking about who might have some options for Christmas gifts that you might want to find under the Christmas tree. And, you know, I thought I'd give you a few ideas. First of all, some of my great ideas, some of my favourite gift ideas. First of all, we got auto pots. You know I love them. The irrigation system that is integrated into the pots. They are simple, consistent, brilliant for busy gardeners. They look after themselves really, really easy, and a great piece of kit. They, for me, are number one on my list. We then have seeds from Premier Seeds Direct, of course. Affordable, reliable, perfect stocking fillers. Of course, affordable and reliable is one of the key things that I find with seeds. I've been trialing out this brilliant plug tray from Buster Seed. I'm genuinely impressed with how sturdy and practical it is. What I like about it is that it can be used over and over and over again. The pots come out easily. It's just a great piece of kit, and I will be talking about this a bit more over the coming weeks. My Hurry Hurry knife, I've had this for a number of years. It's part of my everyday gardening kit. It's a great gardening tool and one that I use quite regularly. And it's a must have, in my opinion, because it is so useful to have on my person when I'm out in the garden. It's a digging tool. It's a cutting tool. It does everything that we need in the garden. It's a great piece of kit. So there you go. That is a few ideas for Christmas gifts that you might want to buy your fellow gardeners, or you might ask for yourself. But there will be more coming along over the next few weeks on the podcast, just to give you a bit of a heads up. But some of these are going to be interesting at the same time. Now, last week I set a challenge, and I've heard back from some of you, and it's all about looking after the soil. Some of you have been placing a mulch down, placing green manures. Great, great, great thing to see. And please do keep it up. I want to set another challenge for this week for you, and I'd love to hear how you tackled it with it. So the challenge for this week is your one winter win. Choose one gardening task that you have been putting off, that one that you keep walking past and thinking, I must sort that and get it done this week. It could be something as simple as clearing one messy corner, label checking your seed boxes, cleaning out a shed itself, sorting tools, mulching a bed, tackling that pot you meant to empty in September, or even just tightening up a screw. Just one win, but make it count and let us know what you've done. Just by email, richard@theveggrowpodcast.co.uk. is all I need. Now, this week, I will be keeping it gentle because I think it is going to be dark when I get home from the from work. A couple of hours on the lawn would be great to check over everything, but that's going to be spread out across 4 days. Back at home, get a bit more time in the morning, but even that is becoming difficult to do anything. It is still dark in the morning, but it could be a good chance for some tidying up and some planting and seed sowing before I go to work. And you know, that's what we really like to do. Next weekend, of course, on Thursday is when we will, let me rephrase that. Next weekend is when we do the most of our work, and I'll tell you about that on Thursday with a list of ideas that you could be doing yourself in the garden, in the kitchen garden next weekend. Well, I think that just about covers everything that we need to talk about tonight. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a supporter of the Veg Grower Podcast. I truly appreciate it. Have a great week, whatever you do. Don't forget to take part in the One Winter Win Challenge. And I will be back again on Thursday with the Supporters Club podcast for you. And, of course, the main podcast is out on Monday. And it should be a good one, I hope. Right, until next time, please take care.